Good evening, everyone. This is Adia Sanders, one of your co-hosts at the Possession Resources and Finance Table, and I'm so glad that you can join us on tonight, March 20th, 2014, for episode number 61, entitled Executing Our Savings Plan. Go ahead and pull up a seat at the PRF table. Tonight we have with us our guest host, Brother DeJuan, and Minister Dunlap will not be with us on tonight. However, you know that we never leave you without a meal to eat. Tonight we're going to continue on with our show from the past 2 weeks where we've been talking about savings. And today we're going to take a fork in the road and head right with tonight's show entitled, again, Executing Our Plan to Save. We've talked about how to engage in the wisdom of saving and successful and simple strategies on how to save. Tonight, I ask that you get yourself together, pull up a chair, get your pen and your pencil, because we're not just going to talk about saving, but we're going to talk about how to implement what we've been discussing for the past 2 weeks and add in a new flavor, YOU, your personal goals that are feasible, attainable, and realistic. I ask that you ask any, if you have any questions, if you need anything clarified, press 1 on your dial pad. If you have just a comment or anything that you would like to share with us, everybody has a voice at the table. Before we go any further, I'd just like to have Brother DeJuan, if he just let you know how he's doing on tonight, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Sister Dia, for that great introduction. I'm actually doing excellent. Just had a great conversation. I was at the store, and one of the sales people shared something with me about her son. That was a testimony that just showed you the power of God when she mentioned how her son was in Marine boot camp, and he had an issue with his foot, and he kept having issues, and eventually they sent him home. Well, his unit, once he would have graduated, his whole unit ended up deploying to Iraq. And out of that unit of the people he was training with, today there are only two of them that are alive. So that definitely was a wake up and just a further testimony.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And what we're going to do is just recap from our show from last week. And, you know, we just had a couple of questions that we wanted to ask all of our listeners, and so I'm going to just kind of just to bring those up. You know, the purpose in your mind and heart that you can build up your savings. We have natural versus the unnatural. So some things that are inherently inside of us may not be natural to do. And I believe that we talked about last week that we all have a desire that when God created us, he put everything on the inside of us. So we have a desire to save. Sometimes the unnatural part comes in with actually executing that. And as long as we have a desire to do something, it's never too late to start. It's never too late to make the decision and to make up in your mind that you're going to do whatever it is that you set your heart out to do. We also know the reality is that sometimes we need help, sometimes we need support, we need encouragement. And this is what the PRF table provides us. It provides us that platform where we can ask those hard, challenging questions, where we can make ourselves vulnerable and say, this is where I am, and I just need help to get to the next part or the next step in my life. Acknowledge that you don't have enough savings saved up, and to, again, let's do something about it. And decide what type of savings you want or need. Do you need an emergency, a reserve, retirement? Do you just want to save up because you need to buy a new wardrobe, or maybe you need a new household appliance and you don't have the money to where you can just pull it out of your paycheck, but you can definitely save up for it. So tonight's show is going to do just that. And like I said, we all have a desire to save. Sometimes, you know, we have to be able to get to the part of doing it, and that's the action part. And a lot of times fear can hold us back. Sometimes our experiences, things that other people may say to discourage us can hold us back. But we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to dig right in, and we're going to get this savings plan on the road. I ask that if you will and can, please grab a pencil, a pen, a notebook, your computer, your iPad, tablet, or laptop, because there's a lot of information that's going to be provided on how you can save, and I don't want you to miss anything. And as always, you can press 1 on your dial pad at any time and ask a question or ask for clarification, or you can hit us up for a question or just leave a comment on our Facebook page at possessions.resources.finance, or you can send us an email if you so desire. So we're going to go ahead with our first portion, and Dewan is just going to, he's going to educate us on the different types of savings. And I think sometimes we may not be for sure on the type of savings that are out there for us as it relates to the banks, because there's so much information, it can become overwhelming. But what we want to do is just take this opportunity and going to turn the floor over to him or turn the table over to Dewan and just let him go ahead and set the stage to help you, our listeners, who so diligently support us every week, to help you understand what you can expect when you open a savings account, which is going to lead us into the segue of our next phase, is how to execute our planning to save. Go ahead, Dewan, and take it away. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you alluded to the paychecks, because that's where I really want to start. If you think about a 25-year-old right now, a 25-year-old who's going to retire at age 65, they only have 960 paydays left. So I say that to make sure we understand that the time is now. You don't want to keep procrastinating, because the earlier you start saving, the more you can build up. And that's where a lot of people, they think they can't save. And it doesn't matter how much you make. Any amount can actually be used to gain some type of wealth that you want. And as we'll go on further in the show, we'll actually get into that. But having said that, you know, like I said, 960 paydays, if you think about two paychecks for every month for the next 40 years for a 25-year-old, I mean, that really puts it in perspective. When you really look into savings, you have the people that just want to put the money in the shoebox, put it in the corner, and that's fine and dandy. As long as you're not going and dipping into it. But when you really want to try and do something with your money, one of the things I would say is look up places, look up different banks. A lot of the credit unions, they offer so many things. I actually took the time to go to a couple of websites, and I guess we'll post it out there. But I went to a couple of the bank websites and just to see what their savings, because you can open up a savings account even for kids. They have like First Start. I know USA, they have the First Start savings account, and they give a certain percentage. And a lot of people don't really look into percentage, but basically a lot of the percentages, the annual percentage yield that the banks offer can go anywhere from like 0.5% up to 2%, depending on what type of bank or credit union it is. And people, we definitely have to take advantage of it. Even, I know we were discussing a place like Navy Federal. Navy Federal actually, they ran a promotion, a lot of other banks do also, but they ran a promotion where if you open up an account, they would give you $50 just to open up an account. So when we think, hey, we don't have any money, well, right then and there, you have $50 to start an account. So the main thing when you're looking at, hey, how do I go about finding a place where I can go ahead and start saving, just do some type of investment, just do some type of investigation and find out what the banks, you know, even if it's a national bank or if it's your local bank, because a lot of times your local banks will put stuff out there because they're a part of that community that we may not know about. So it's great if you just pull it up. Even if you did an internet search just for your local area, you'll be amazed at how it tells you what are those annual percentage yields. So instead of, you know, a person investing 2%, like investing, say, $100 at a 2% rate, well, within 10 years, if they invested at $100 every month, if that bank is paying you 2%, after 10 years, you have over $13,000. So when you really think about that, that's a lot of money that somebody else added to your pot. So it doesn't matter if you're, you know, Warren Buffett, or you're just the guy who works at the local convenience store, providing, you know, good amount for his family based on what he can do. So we all have to just be appreciative of the gifts that we've all been provided, and understand that, hey, I could start from just a small amount and gain a lot of money, and those are the things that we really have to look into. So I guess we will post the different websites that we said. So, like, I use Chartway, USAA, Bank of America, and other companies that kind of give you an idea of what we're looking at. So with that, I guess we will talk about some of the interest rates and how you can start certain savings accounts, because a lot of the accounts, they're based on a certain amount. You can put in as little as $25, or, like I said, you have some banks that offer you money to start an account. And some banks, they say, okay, we won't charge you fees, because some banks will charge fees, but others will not charge fees if you can, like, have a direct deposit. Like, U.S. with Navy Federal, you have to have at least a $75 deposit, monthly deposit, which, if you think about it, most of us can do it. I mean, we pretty much waste $75 during a month doing something that we probably, even if we cut back on lunch at the office and just made a sandwich at home or something to that nature. So just really do research so you can have that account, so you can save it in in that bank and leave it, because a lot of times you can get an account. Like, I pretty much have an account at most of the institutions that deal with the military. And even if it's not a whole lot of money, I'll put money in there just because I know I don't have a card and I won't touch it. So it'll sit there. And it's like, wow, when you think you don't have money, then you realize, like, I really do. But it's sort of like the old school piggy banks that you actually had to break it to get into. Well, that's how I look into those piggy banks. I mean, that's how I look into certain savings accounts. So you can have your money there, but if you don't have access to it, then you'll be amazed at how much you can accumulate over the time. And as I stated earlier, if that savings account was earning an annual percentage rate of 2% and you were able to put $100 in there, so over 10 years, that would be $13,000. But over 30 years, say your working years, you've just put, if you kept that same $100, that's over $49,000. And that's assuming that the rate just stays at 2%, because if the rate goes up, or you can go ahead and just assume that, hey, I'm going to get a pay raise. So instead of me just putting that $100 in there, I may be able to put $200. So start multiplying those numbers, and you can see how the wealth that you're trying to accumulate will actually add up, and that's how we have to look. We start out with a small goal, and eventually you'll see the bigger, you know, it'll come out and it'll look much larger once you actually start. But that's the main thing, as we said, we have to start, and that's how we're going to get into, as you show in the segments coming up, how we can actually put something together to save and how much we can save.
Thank you so much for that, Dewan. I think it's important that, you know, we have the knowledge about the different percentages that banks will give you, you know, so that your money can make money for you. And I'm just piggybacking off of our sister Shatara, who said that on last week's show. And a lot of times, you know, if we don't have the knowledge or we don't have the information, we can feel alone. And we're definitely going to get this information posted on the website. If you have a question or a comment, please dial 1 on your press 1 on your dial pad, and we'll definitely get you in. And we're just so thankful to be able to share this information, because some people don't have it. Some people maybe had this information growing up, and because life happened, you know, they've strayed away from it. So it's always a blessing to be able to talk about things that are realistic that are feasible and attainable, and that it may be hard to do at first because we have to understand, we have to break that cycle of doing what we all, what we've always done, and begin to do things differently so that we can have a future, so that we can have those needed things that we you know, that we need in life, whether it's to be able to buy a new refrigerator, or if it's to be able to buy a new pair of shoes or a new car, to know that you're able to save up for it and you don't have to pay for it with credit, or that you can have a lower interest rate just by taking a few steps to saving and investing for you and your family, and friends and your community's future. What's also good about tonight's show is that we want to be able to pay it forward. We don't just want to take this information and keep it, but we want to pay it forward. So what I'd like to encourage everyone to do is to share this information, tell people where they can go to get the information again, which is possession.resources.finances, and let them know that there's information that's out there for them. There are resources that are out there for them to where they can listen to our archives and get all of the information that they need, whether it be a website, whether it be, you know, a comment that someone made or a question that someone asked with the answer. So we thank you so much, Dewan, for just sharing that information with us, letting us know the how starting a savings account with the annual percentage yields can definitely be of benefit. I really liked what you said about being able to start the savings account and not touching it. And I think for a lot of us, that's probably the biggest part to get over, is because you know you have the money there, but to discipline yourself enough to say, I'm not going to touch it, unless it is your emergency fund and you have an emergency and you need to get that money because you have an emergency. So I thank you so much for sharing that. Do you have anything else that you want to say before we just move on?
No, I mean, you really hit it right there. That's the main thing. We just have to start it and be disciplined enough, you know. So if you need, so you don't have to just, like I kind of mentioned that I had different accounts, and that's what people can start looking at. Like, okay, have your account for the emergency fund, but also have other. So if you want to buy that TV, if that's your goal, if you want to buy that vacation, have an account just for that. And that way you can say, you know what, now because it's tied to something, I won't touch it because I really want that television. I really want to go on that vacation. If you got a spouse and they're looking at, so, honey, how are we doing with our vacation plans? What's the amount that's in there now? And if you're not disciplined enough and all of a sudden you look and say, oh, I had to spend it, I needed to put gas, I needed to fix the car. Well, what about that, the emergency fund one we got? Because that's not for that. We have an emergency fund, but we also have one just for vacation specifically. Mm-hmm. So if we can be disciplined enough to go ahead and have those other accounts and shopping at different banks to find the different rates, and, you know, they may not offer something at that moment, and later on you find out, hey, they offer something. So, yeah, I'll use this for that goal. So, you know, I would just say definitely take advantage of that, you know, of looking and being disciplined.
Okay. So now that you've been given the knowledge about our APYs that banks offer for savings account, Brother Dewan has alluded to shopping around for different percentages that may best suit you. You know, you may not want 1%. You know, because we do, if we're putting our money in a bank, we definitely want to see a return on our investment. So I like what you said about shopping around. Don't feel that you have to go with the first bank that you stumble upon. So I just think it's good that we have this understanding, that we be given this knowledge so that we can make the best decision for savings. We just want to move on and get down to the nitty-gritty and just kind of talk about some different things. So the first one is going to be like what type of savings we want to start. And this is the part where I'm just going to ask if you can just go ahead and be prepared to write and write down what type of savings you want to start. Is it a reserve? Is it an emergency? Is it a vacation? Is it for a personal goal? Do you have a, you want to start, you know, maybe you need a new household appliance. So just take a couple of minutes, and just take a couple of minutes and write down what type of savings you want to have. I'm going to write down that I want to do a vacation savings. And the next part that we want to do, and no matter how many you want to start, you write it down. And you can rank order them. You know, maybe you want to, it's important for you to have an emergency fund because we all know about Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law is not always on our side and doesn't always come at the most convenient time, hence why it's called Murphy's Law. So maybe you want to start your emergency fund first, and maybe you want to do your reserve fund or vacation fund, or you just have a personal goal to save because you've never done it. Whatever your reason is, go ahead and write it down and begin to just let it settle in that you're actually starting to implement and execute your savings plan. The next thing I'm going to ask you to do is just think about how much do you want to start that account off with. Brother DeJuan alluded to most banks you can start a savings account with as little as $25. Maybe you are prepared to start yours off with $50. So if you want to go ahead and write down the amount that you want to start your savings account with, write that amount down. This is going to help you to get to that point of saying, I'm putting my plan into action. No longer does it just remain in your head or just a casual conversation about how you would like to go on vacation, but now you have a plan. And I'm just a firm believer that when we begin to write down our plans, the Word of God lets us know in Proverbs 16, that when we write down our plan, it's the Lord who will direct our path. But we have to give him something to work with. So the next thing is just to keep in mind the no access account, and this one is my favorite, that whenever you decide to start your savings account for whatever your goal is if you don't have to get a card, don't get it, because the no access account rule is kind of what I can't access easily, then I'm less likely to want to touch and to want to spend. And if you can visualize that, that if you don't have a card, you're not as quick to want to go to the ATM machine or swipe your card because you know the money is there. Or like me, I have to drive a distance to go to the bank. So that deters me from just up and going. And to just understand that we want your money to make money. So there's always a goal in mind. And if you go back to number one, it's whatever you decided you wanted to do. Maybe you want to do an appliance. So we're going to continue on and with our execution of our plan. And how much money can you afford? We've already asked that. Is it $20? Is it $50? Is it $100? But now we want to take it a step further. You may want to open up your account with $25, but what you want to put in there monthly, whether it be once a month, once a week, or every 2 weeks, it's totally up to you. So you can decide on how much you can afford to put away however often you'd like to. The next is to set the time period. Is your savings, do you need to save for 3, 6, 9, or even 12 months? You also just understand that you have short-term and long-term savings, and it could still be your emergency fund short-term, or you can have a long-term emergency fund to where it's a big amount that you want to save. But understand, you know, set a time period on how long it's going to take for you to save it. And, again, we want to just focus in on it being realistic, attainable, and feasible, because it's very, very important that you're able to reach the goals that you're setting for yourself and that they're not so overwhelming and so hard that you'll never be able to accomplish it. DeJuan, do you have anything that you'd like to add before we move on?
Yeah, I'll just add. I know we spoke about the savings account, but just know that the audience understands you're not tied to a savings account. We just wanted to keep it at a micro level and but just understand that you could do things as CDs that have different rates that are tied to how much mutual funds, stocks, so anything that you can think about. But we just wanted to keep it down at the basic level right now, so you can something that you can actually envision and say, okay, this is what I want to save when I have that short term or that long term goal. And like you said, you know, if it's a 3 month, 6 months, 9 months, you know, put that amount that you're trying to save, so you have something that you can actually see, and you don't just put something like, okay, I want to be a millionaire. Well, yeah, it's great to say I want to be a millionaire, but show me how you plan to achieve. But if you say, hey, I really want that TV that's at Walmart that's on sale for $8.99, now I can sit there and I can do the math and say, okay, I can spare this amount of money every month,
mm-hmm.
and I'll have that TV that I really want within X amount of months, because now I can see how I can save it, and I won't touch it because that's what my goal is.
And I do have one question. If you can just share with our listeners, what are the benefits? You mentioned earlier that you have several savings accounts. What are the benefits of having several savings accounts? And is there a limit, or should there be a limit on how many savings accounts you actually have? Any pros, cons, or anything you would encourage, or maybe, you know, just kind of provide information with it if you have five accounts, you know, before we move on?
Yes, there's no limit to the government, but just understand when you deal with certain savings account, a lot of banks, they'll cut off at, like, the FDIC will insure your account for $250,000. I mean, I'm nowhere near that amount. But so each account. But the benefit, I would say, with having the multiple accounts is, one, what we already stated is that if I got multiple accounts, one, I'm not going to walk around with a bulky wallet having that card. So I probably won't even ask for the card.
Mm-hmm.
I might get the statement. I may tell them, don't even mail it to me. I'll just have it electronically so I can look at it. So now I know I'm not going to touch that account because I rarely have a reason to even touch it. But, you know, I'll check it just for safety purposes to make sure nothing has gone on. But I still know that it's insured for a certain amount. So periodically I'll go and check that account. And then, again, if a bank is offering you free money, that's the other benefit. So I may not even really want the account, but if they're going to offer me free money and there's no strings attached, like, okay, if you use your account or don't use it, then this is what will happen. But also it helps you because I open up, like I used the Navy Federal. I really didn't need it, but it was offering money. So I took the initial $50 they offered, but then they said, okay, so you won't be charged any fees. We need you to send $75 a month through allotment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so guess what? Now that's $75 that I was able to put into savings that I know I really won't touch. So that's really helping me. So they gave me $50, but then also helped me become more disciplined because I found out that, hey, I really do have $75 that I can probably spare and I can put into this account. So if I do that, I mean, I'm not saying just get tied into savings account, I mean, because obviously I do other things. And as you get more aggressive, and we talked about being an aggressive or passive, but if you want to get more aggressive, you'll start looking at, you know, different things, different mutual funds, stocks and bonds, real estate, whatever it is. So that, to me, is the main benefit to trying to look at and investigate different savings accounts and different banks. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Thank you so much. And that definitely clarified, like, a lot for me. And just to understand that, you know, based on one's decision on if they're going to start an emergency savings, a debt repayment, wardrobe, or home appliance or furniture, or even a wedding savings account, that, you know, you can have this many savings accounts and you can go to your local bank, you know, knowing that this is what you have set in mind or what you're going to do. And I don't think any bank will turn you down because, as we all know, just like our accounts accrue interest, the banks accrue interest as well. So you're actually helping them while you're helping yourself. The next thing we just want to look at is we talked about setting a time period. And so what's the total amount that's going to be needed? I think it's important that when we look at the different type of savings that we want to have, that we know how much do we need to save. It's good, like DeJuan said earlier, you know, it's good to say, well, I want to be a millionaire, so I'm just going to save until I become a millionaire. Okay, well, what does that look like? How much money do you really want to save? I mean, and understand that we want it to be realistic, to know that you have to, that you want to be a millionaire and you want to save $1 million, you know, how much money are you willing to invest so that you can become a millionaire? Is that realistic? You know, not to rate on anybody's parade, but we want you to be able to attain all of these goals. And like we talked about with the ant from Proverbs, you know, they begin to prepare long before the winter months start. And so whatever goals you have in mind, think about what the total amount is going to be needed. And then also have what you've already saved. Maybe you've been using the envelope system and you have $100 already saved up. Or maybe you have like the water jugs that water comes in and you just throw coins in there and dollar bills in there. Or maybe you already have a savings account because you've been just setting money aside, but you really didn't have a reason or a purpose for that savings. Maybe you've never titled it anything. Well, this is the time to do that. The total amount needed, how much you already have saved, and the months that it's going to take to save you. And then we want to look at, what are your monthly savings going to be? And this is not, you know, tying anybody down. You know, if your total monthly is going to be $100, well, maybe you're doing $25 every week. So that's your total monthly savings. The next one, too, is just I really like what you said, DeJuan, about knowing that your accounts are FDIC insured, not having a card, getting your, you know, paperless statements, your electronic statements to where you have to log in, and, you know, just being sure that you check your accounts periodically, you know, whether it's logging in online or doing your mobile banking or actually going to that actual bank. But you just want to make sure that you're on track and that you're on target, because maybe you reached a goal and you don't even know it. So definitely just paying attention. And what source can you save from? Oh, go ahead, DeJuan.
Yeah, I was going to jump in real quick. And what you said is actually key, because a lot of banks now, because with my Bank of America account, I know I have one where they don't charge me fees for not going inside the bank. So you can find certain accounts. So if you're not going inside and them having to service you, then they're going to waive any fees on your account because, hey, we don't have to pay somebody to come in to service you when you go inside. So those are little things. I know some people are still tied to, hey, I feel like I need to go inside of a bank. But if you're, you know, of that generation and you can look online and do stuff and just be able to, you know, check your accounts and not worrying about going inside, that's a help because, hey, they're not going to charge me and they're going to give me an extra benefit. Because I know when I was younger, I had to get rid of an account because they wanted to charge me to use their account. I'm like, whoa, I'm not going to pay you to use their account. So I shopped around, and eventually they saw that I left and they wanted me to come back. So it helped that I was able to go shop around. And once banks see that you're looking somewhere else, then like, whoa, I just lost a customer. So what can I do to get this customer back? So it's just one of those things that as you're shopping around that you can ask those questions. Or those are the questions that they may not say, but you can find out from them. So I just want to make sure I shared that with the audience also.
Thank you so much. Okay, the next thing that we have is, you know, what source are you going to save from? Is it going to come from your paycheck? Is it going to be a tax refund where you're just going to take a large sum of money? Or miscellaneous, which is my favorite one, is you can have a yard sale or bake sale, or you can find things around your house and go to a flea market and rent a booth and sell things and make that money back. And now this is a way that you can start your savings account, because we understand that not everybody is in a place to where they can just free up $25. And that may seem like a small amount to some people or to one person, but to another one, it's a you know, significant event for them to be able to save $25. You know, depending on what that person's income and what other obligations that they may have. So we don't want to limit anybody to, you know, you can only save from your paycheck, but maybe you have a hobby. Maybe, you know, you can bake cakes and make a little money on the side and take that money and begin to put it into towards your savings account. Maybe you have a lot of stuff that are good items, and you can have a yard sale or a garage sale or go to the flea market. Or maybe, you know, you can play the piano and you are able to give lessons, or you can do vocal coaching or so many different things. You can tutor somebody. The possibilities are limitless, and I just really want to just encourage everybody and just remind us all that God has placed everything on the inside of us. And, I mean, there's so much talent, and we are a resource ourselves. We are a human resource, and we can take those talents and gifts and abilities that God has given us to help us earn extra money on the side. Maybe you have an awesome gift of being able to work on computers or do graphic design or do programs, like, you know, for different type of functions, or you're a DJ. And that's a way that you can earn extra money to jumpstart your savings. So don't just get stuck or, you know, bent around the axle about, oh, my gosh, this is going to come from my paycheck and I'm already budgeting, or I don't make enough money to where I can save for my paycheck because I'm living paycheck to paycheck. But if you can braid some hair, or if you can wash some cars or rake some lawns or cut some grass, that is a surefire way for you to make the money that you need so that you can start your savings plan. So do not be ashamed or embarrassed or afraid to just step out on faith and just tap into what God has already given you. Next thing to think about is, where will you deposit the money? Is it going to be in the bank? You know, we've been talking about going to the bank and starting a savings account with $25, asking those questions, shopping around for, you know, the different APYs that they're going to offer you for your percentage, your interest rate. Are there going to be any hidden fees? You know, for somebody, a tin can might be your best bet right now, to where you cannot get into it, or just like the piggy bank concept, to where the only way you can get into it is if you crack it open. So that may be what you have to do until you can get to the next step of going to the bank. And we know some people, you know, may have had a hard time with banking before, so you definitely have to shop around. And there are banks that will help you, you know, if you've had, you know, had to have your accounts closed because you owe money. There are banks that will help you, so do not let that be a reason as to why you can't do work with a bank. But if you have to start with the tin can, by all means, do it. We are here to support one another, to encourage one another, and to uplift everybody on any goal that they have. Maybe you want to give your money to a trusted friend, or to a family member, or even a neighbor, or maybe you want to do the envelope system because you're disciplined enough to where you can just take that money every week and put it in the envelope and go put it up, and you know you're not going to touch it. Whatever works for you is what you have to do, because you know at the end of the day that whatever goals you've set for executing your savings plan, at the end there is a great reward, and it's all because you made a decision to start saving. The next one is, do you need an accountability partner? And I just will tell, you know, just be honest, you know, if you need an accountability partner because you're just like, look, I saved $500 and I just saw the hottest Coach purse that's $399, but you need to save $600 because you want to get a new riding lawnmower that's going to be on sale, call that accountability partner up on the phone and tell them, I need help. I'm getting ready to make a decision, and I'm almost at my goal, and you listen to them. Don't be so high-minded that you don't take into account what they're saying. Listen to them because you chose them as your accountability partner, and they care and love you enough that they want to see you accomplish your goal. And if your answer is yes, you will need an accountability partner, write their name and number down. Contact them. Let them know what you're doing. Let them know that, hey, today I decided that I'm going to execute my savings plan, and I've chosen you to be my accountability partner, and explain what it is that you want them to do. Give them the right and left limitations. If you want them to be hard on you, you let them know, I need you to be hard on me and tell me no. If you want them to be lax, you know, and maybe slip you $20, let them know. But be honest with yourself. Write their name down and contact them. You can also contact us on our Possession Resources, possessions.resources.finances page on Facebook. Again, if you have a question or a comment, you can press 1 on your dial pad. We'd be more than welcome to hear anything you have to say or the questions that you may have. We will do our best to answer them. Or you can CC us, email us directly. You can my email address is ahsongbird27@gmail.com. And DeJuan, if you want to give them your email address, go right ahead.
Yes, mine is DeJuan9560@yahoo.com. Say again, DeJuan9560@yahoo.com.
And we'll let Brother Nate, when he returns, or just maybe post on Facebook if he wants to give out his email address, we'll give him that opportunity to do so. But, you know, we'll be more than glad to help you, or you can just still post your comments or your questions on Facebook, or just send us a note to say, hey, I'm doing good. You know, I've saved this amount up, and this is what I'm saving it for. And we're going to just want to encourage you that there's nothing that you cannot do once you put your mind to it. And also, you have the option just to do the automatic banking, where instead of swiping your debit card, you can just set up to have the money come directly out of your account. And I know DeJuan talked about that earlier, but how easy is it for you to just set up an allotment or whatever your bank may call it, or your job? Maybe you can do it through your job to where you can have money directly from your paycheck so that you don't even have to worry about touching it. Go directly from your paycheck to that savings account or however many savings accounts that you have. What a blessing that you don't have to worry about putting it in your budget, because once you get your paycheck, the money that you have, that's what you're budgeting from, because you already know that you have money going to a savings account. So you're not limited. There's so many options out there. But, you know, we just want to, again, reinforce, you know, identifying your savings goal and what's going to be easier for you to do. So you also have the automatic drafting where it can come directly from your paycheck to that savings account that you have already established. And, you know, we've already talked about just making a list of all of the different types of savings that you want to have. And I just wanted to reemphasize, you know, if you want to have an emergency fund, debt repayment, wardrobe, you know, maybe you want to buy a new computer, or Brother DeJuan's favorite one is a television, electronics.
Yeah, to watch that football game.
A household appliance, you know, you might need a new deep freezer or a new refrigerator. Maybe you're planning on getting married or there's a special event. I just had celebrated my birthday, and so I actually put money aside to help me, to help with my birthday so that I didn't have to, it wasn't strenuous. So I saved up for that. Or maybe it's an education or vacation, or maybe you want to buy vacation property. The list is endless on the different goals that you can set and establish for yourself for savings.
Right, I want to go back to something. Yeah, I want to go back to something you said when you brought up about having that trusted friend or family or neighbor. You want to make sure when you do that, get somebody that has that unbiased and they don't have anything to gain by helping you. They're just going to be there to give you the honest truth. Because we really need an objective opinion. I mean, if you think about it, you don't hear about a doctor operating on family members. you don't want them to be too close that it could affect them. So you want somebody that can sit there and they can tell you the difference between a need and a want. Because I remember having that conversation when, yeah, like you said, that was a nice shirt or that was a nice person, you know, and your on your part that you just had to have. But you understood what you were trying, what your goal was, and if that wasn't part of your goal, then guess what? Mm-hmm. I'll have to put that on the back burner because I'm trying to achieve something. And if you have that person that has the unbiased opinion and can be honest with you, and you know that they really have your best interest at heart, and look at what they do. I mean, I'm not going to go and ask the guy who details my tires, I'm not going to ask him about how do you work on the valve in my heart. Mm-hmm. I don't think he can fix it. But the same way I'm not going to ask the guy who's working on my heart about detailing my tire because he probably won't know much about doing it. So when you're asking somebody, ask, look at how they actually control their own finances and say, you know what, that's the person that I can listen to because they have knowledge. They talk common sense. I see what they're doing. I can trust them to give me a valid opinion and unbiased that can make sure that I'm doing the right thing. So when you're out there, make sure you're researching and just, you know, not like you're sitting there with pen and paper in a study hall, but you're actually looking to figure out who is who and what information can they actually give you to help you be on your way. Because you want somebody that's going to be there to put you in the right place and the right set of mind versus somebody that, oh, yeah, let's just go and get that. Yeah, let's go to the club. You got to get that mm-hmm. new outfit so we can go to the club. Like, what did I get this person for? They're not helping me. They only helping me spend the money so I can go to the club and buy them the drink that they want.
Yeah.
So.
And that's a good point that you brought up, you know, about the accountability partner. And I like the two key words that you said, somebody that's unbiased and objective. And I think a lot of times we need that. We need somebody that's going to be that honest broker to say, no, you don't need it. You have a goal set in mind, and I'm going to make sure that you accomplish that goal. So what about resources, Dewan? Is there anything, you know, I know we did a lot of talking about executing our plan. You know, we talked about the type of savings, you know, is it a reserve, emergency, wedding, special event, vacation. We talked about how much, you know, you can afford to save per savings plan that you have and setting a time period and where the money's going to come from. But what about if people just want more information as far as, like, resources? I mean, is there anything else that we can provide our listeners with that will give them other resources besides just the information that we have verbally said to them?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, looking on the internet is really changed the way people do things now because it's so much information that's readily available. I mean, I subscribe to so many things, and they send me, I mean, I get a dearth of knowledge about things that I couldn't possibly read every day. I end up deleting so much stuff. Mm-hmm. But if people just take the time, I mean, if you think about it, when we were younger, pretty much everybody got the newspaper and it came to your house and you sat there and you read. That was how you got your news. But now, I mean, you have digital subscription because the paperboy routes are pretty much almost a thing of the past. So that information is coming via the internet. And I know we have some websites that we were able to pull up on just some things. I know you brought up the americasaves.org. I get stuff from, I'm one of the weird people. I actually subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. So I get information from them on things and different places, just through your regular email portal like AOL or Yahoo, you can mm-hmm. hit finances, and it'll give people different investment strategies on telling you how to do stuff. And you'll be amazed how much information that you can get by not even going to anybody, but just by pulling up something as simple as your email account and clicking on a little thing where it shows finance, or pretty much every email portal that you can go to, they will have a link to news and also to finance, because they know that's important to the people today. And it doesn't matter if you start out with just the smallest amount. I mean, as a college student, I started, I worked for Walmart, and they did the matching contributions. That was great to me. Yeah, I was making little of nothing, but to me as a college student, my little 25 hours that I made a week, that was a lot of money, because now I had somebody giving me extra money. So mm-hmm. people definitely pay attention to your jobs, because a lot of the jobs are offering things that, you know, to match funds. They're saying, hey, we want you to be a part of our company. So you may think that, hey, I only work for the gas station, because I did. I worked for Exxon. Well, I was paying attention. They actually offered me a scholarship. I got money from them. So that was extra money that I had since school was paid for. Took money mm-hmm. from them. And eventually I said, well, shoot, I might want to invest in Exxon. So when you work for these companies, find out. Don't just sit there, because you'd be amazed. A lot of the workers, they'll sit there and they won't say anything to you, but a lot of your coworkers may be doing stuff that they would love to share that information with you. But if you don't say nothing, they'll keep it right to themselves, and and eventually you'll find out, wow, you know, Bill, he's retiring after 35 years, and Bill doesn't have a worry, because Bill was investing in the company the whole time. He said, yeah, I'm going to work for him, but I'm going to invest. So people I would say just make sure you're looking out. So if you work for somebody, pull up and find out information about that company and see what they're offering. If they're offering matching contributions, go ahead and take care of that tax-deferred option that they may give to you, and put, even if it's only, say, 2%, 3% of your paycheck, something that you won't really think about a lot, but put that 2% and 3%, because if they match, now you got 6% that you didn't have before of your mm-hmm. paycheck. And over the long run, that will really help you out.
Absolutely right about that. And that just, you know, just a good reminder on just different ways that we can save. So we've looked at having a bake sale or using our talents and gifts. Now we're adding in, you know, we can start saving just, you know, from our employers that they have also have different programs that we can participate in that's going to invest in our future. And we all hope to retire one day, and we want to be able to still live, you know, and not have to wonder, you know, what's going to happen once we retire from our jobs. And I really like you brought up about the America Saves. You can go, they have just a lot of good information. They just had, you know, they had just general information. You can save loose change or keep track of your spending at least once a month. You know, use credit card, checking, and other records to review what you've purchased. Look at what you're spending your money on. You know, don't do expensive impulse items. You know, don't spend a lot on things that you spare the moment, like $300 for a purse. You know, and next 2 days your tire blows out, and that $300 that you spent on that purse, now you don't have money to get a tire.
Yeah.
There's so many resources that are available. You know, you brought up earlier about instead of getting an expensive coffee drink, how about you just make your own coffee? It's probably cheaper to just make some instant coffee at your house instead of paying $10 for a cup of coffee. That money that you would spend, take it and put it inside of a jar. Matter of fact, put it in a coffee can. How ironic is that? Put the money that you would spend on coffee every day in a coffee can, and you'd be surprised how much money you'd be saving probably at the end of the week, and which you would save at the end of an entire month. Bring lunch to work. DeJuan, you brought that one up. That is like my favorite because I love what I cook for dinner most times. And if I'm not bringing leftovers to work, I can fix a sandwich, and my favorite is a peanut butter sandwich just on some honey wheat bread. The money that you're saving, you know, that's money that, if, especially if you have to, you know, if you have some people that, you know, hey, it's just me and it's just easier for me to spend money on lunch because it's cheaper. Well, how much more cheaper would it be if you just brought your lunch to work and spent that 5 minutes or 10 minutes making lunch instead of spending 5 or 10 minutes standing in line? Again, the money
right.
that you would save each, that you would spend each month, put it away. So there's so many ways that we can save money. We talked about banking, with insurance, so many different ways that we can save, you know. And maybe you want to take a savings pledge to where you're going to maybe have somebody stand in agreement with you, whether it be a neighbor, coworker, best friend, somebody from your church and your community. Maybe you can be that person that starts the plan to say, you know what, we're going to save and we're going to take this pledge and we're going to do it together. And this is something that you can start in your community. So, again, we just want to encourage you. If you have any questions, any comments, we just ask that you press 1 on your dial pad, and we will bring you in. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add, DeJuan?
No, you did an excellent job of talking about just making sure we utilize those resources like America Saves and just having other things out there to show us where we may not, you know, be privy to certain information or think that we can actually come up with a goal and stay with that goal. So I think it's great that we're putting this out there. You know, again, I'm open to answering these questions that we may be able to help somebody. So I'm very thankful for the platform to send this information to others, you know, over the airwaves. And it's a great tool that we can get out here and try and share with others.
Definitely. And we're not going to hold you any longer. We will get this information posted on our Facebook page. Again, that is possessions.resources.finances. But just to kind of recap what we discussed tonight, decide what type of savings you want to start with. Is it going to be a reserve, emergency, or vacation, or personal goal? If you're going to do a savings account at a bank, you know, just understand that you can start it with as little as $25, and if you don't have the $25, you can use your gifts, gifts of braiding hair, singing, baking, yard sale, whatever it is that you're good at. You can use those talents that you have that are God-given, God-breathed, God-desired, and use those to help you earn the money that you need, because we definitely understand we can't live inside of anybody's pocketbook or wallet. We just want to continue to encourage you, you know, decide the amount of money that you can afford to put away for you with however many different saving plans that you're going to have, and set a time period that it's going to take for you to save that money. You know, for $500, maybe you'll give yourself 2 months to save up that money. So you just need to take that $500 and divide it by however many times you're going to, you know, pay $25 or whatever your amount is that you're setting for yourself. You know, take the time to do the math so that you can reach your goal in the time that you set. And there's nothing wrong if you have to push it out, because we understand that life happens. Where will you deposit the money? Will it be the bank, a tin can with a trusted friend? And if you need an accountability partner, be honest with yourself. Write their name down, contact them, and let them know what you're doing. Or you can contact DeJuan or myself or Minister Nate on Facebook or on our email address, and also utilize the different ways that you can pull the money out of your account. Definitely recommend the automatic bank draft that goes directly from your payroll department at your employer where you work at. You don't even have to worry about touching the money. And just to understand and realize that we want to continue to plan like the ant. We want to continue to plan before something happens. and understand that there's always going to be that struggle with the natural versus the unnatural. God has given us the ability and the desire to save, but sometimes it is unnatural for us to do it because of how we were raised or different environments that we grew up in, our life experiences, or, you know, just because sometimes we just don't want to be disciplined in the area to save, even though we don't want to, you know, live paycheck to paycheck or continue to be broke, busted, and disgusted. And just understand, you know, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And if you don't know where to go, again, look us up. We're here for you. You can post a comment. And we are so thankful for this opportunity. We just, you know, definitely thank Brother Nate for just giving us this opportunity to just share with you. And as you continue to hone in on those skills and those strategies and tips about saving, don't forget that it's always a great thing to talk about what we're going to do. It's also a great thing to write down what we're going to do. But the next step is to begin to do it and to put the action behind what it is that we're talking about, what it is that we're believing God to do in our lives. And, you know, just to stay encouraged and to know that there's nothing that you can't accomplish. And we have people here for you. And, you know, we just want to, I just, before we get off the air, Proverbs 30, this was like our main scripture that we used on last week, chapter 30, verses 24 and 25, it says, there are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. And the ants are a people. The ants are a people, not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. So we want to continue on with that theme of preparing in the summer when, we, as we know, we just did our daylight saving a couple of Sundays ago, so time went forward. Now the days are longer. So there's a reason why the ant prepares in the summer, because they have more light. They have more time to do so. And so take advantage of the time. Take advantage of the natural sun that shines and giving you a longer period of time to be out to do things and to meet different people. And, again, we just thank you so much just for listening in on the call tonight. We thank you so much for just allowing us to just talk to you and to speak from our hearts and from our experiences and just to have that positive dialogue. That's not always easy, but to know that when you pull up a seat at the PRF table, that you're not just gaining this information for you, but you're also gaining an opportunity to where you can pay it forward and share what you're doing with someone else and tell them to join us as well. We thank you so much. And Dewan, if you have anything else that you'd like to say, just thank you so much for just joining us on the show tonight.
Yeah, thanks again for allowing me to come on here and share some of the tools and wisdom that I've received from others. And as you said, you know, we're paying it forward. Somebody's paid it to me, and I would be remiss if I didn't share those same gifts that somebody has done with me. And I just want to continue to be a beacon of light for somebody that may have dealt with some of the same struggles and demons as I did, trying to learn how to, you know, save. You know, I know in the earlier show we talked about the whole, hey, candy bar from the colleges, trying to get a credit card, and then all of a sudden you start spiraling out of control and in debt, and before you realize, like, okay, so how do I get myself out of this? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes you just need somebody to be that unbiased opinion to tell you, to give you an idea of, one, when you're doing wrong, and two, hey, this is what you may need to do. And somebody out there listening today, we may have provided that to somebody so they can see, you know what? I can start saving, you know, even
mm-hmm.
if, you know, last week we spoke about the saving the, you know, the dollar for the 52-week challenge, and
mm-hmm.
something as small as that, you know, maybe you have more than a dollar, you can add $2 every week, you know,
mm-hmm.
so instead of the 52, I mean, you're actually at $104 at the end of the 52 weeks, so just thankful again for this platform so we can keep sharing these gifts. And I look forward to the questions. I look forward to future shows where, you know, I can contribute and somebody can, you know, be blessed with the information or even a caller come bless us with information that we may be able to use, because we're not the experts, far from the experts, because one of the things you want to do is you listen and you learn from each other. And that's how you pay it forward, because so much information, you know, if we all open our ears up and hear what others are saying, you'll be amazed how much information you can receive.
You're absolutely right. And again, we just want to thank you for getting on the call. We thank you for all of those that will be able to go into and listen to this episode 61 later on throughout the week, or, you know, and to share it with somebody else. And we thank you for just giving us the opportunity to talk about executing our savings plan and to know that setting goals that are feasible, attainable, and realistic is where it's really at. And it's that it's never too late to start saving. And, you know, we just want to leave you on a good note tonight. And we just pray God's blessings over you and his peace. And may you continue to be encouraged and know that there's nothing in this world that you cannot do, because God has given and placed everything on the inside of you. And if you just tap into those resources and, you know, be able to get over the fear and just understand that God will place people in your life and in your path to help you, that any prayer that you have, that he's there to answer it. And we thank you again for listening to Possessions, that resources, that finances, and executing your savings plan is where we're going to go. And we thank you so much, and you have a wonderful night. Be blessed. Good night.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. You never